Each year, nearly 130 million people visit hospital emergency rooms, many of them for an illness that does not require immediate medical attention or that's preventable with proper outpatient care. So to cut down on those non-urgent ER visits and to help people who can't easily get to a doctor's office, healthcare providers are experimenting with a variety of ways to deliver virtual remote care. One provider in Cleveland is using kiosks that mimic a visit to the doctor's office. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's Sarah Jane Tribble reports.
It's a summer evening in a public housing project in central Cleveland. Tanisha Perry stands at her front door as two of her five children play nearby. The kids range in age from 6 months to 10 years old, and all qualify for Medicaid. In the past, Perry has been a frequent visitor to hospital emergency rooms when her kids got sick. Now, she just takes them across the street to a kiosk that offers free health care, virtually.
It was a great experience for me. Some people are skeptical with using it, but I've used it like two or three times already.
The kiosk is a space-age-looking module about the size of two photo booths. An attendant is on hand to help patients enter the virtual health world.
When you go over here, they take your vitals, you sit there. You don't have to wait as long. It's better, but, you know, for a lot of people that likes to see the doctors actually up close and personal face-to-face, you still get to see them. They still face-to-face. They're just on the screen.
The kiosk sets in a small room inside the neighborhood's community center. University Hospitals, one of the largest health systems in Cleveland, runs it as a free service for children only. The goal, says technician Heather Roberts, is to reduce the number of unnecessary visits to the emergency room.
We've seen some allergies, urinary tract infections, vomiting, flu, I mean, rashes, cold sores.
Once checked in, Roberts walks the child and parent into the module. She asks the child to stand on a scale built into the floor and checks the kid's weight and height. Once a high-speed connection is made, a doctor appears on a large video screen. Roberts hovers nearby, ready to access instruments stored behind panels on either side of the chair. When the doctor wants to check the child's temperature or look inside an ear, Richards reaches for a tool.
There's an otoscope, so you can look in the ears. There's a stethoscope, so you can listen to the heart and lungs.
Dr. Alan Corey is with the consulting firm Towers Watson. He studies telemedicine and predicts that healthcare kiosks and other types of remote devices are about to explode in popularity.
So the great thing about the kiosk is you can have your blood pressure taken. There's an automated cuff there. The doctor can see you, which is crucial, and obviously hear you, and you can see the doctor, so it's a more lifelike interaction.
In fact, Corey believes remote care could even replace office visits for a lot of routine care. But seeing a doctor on a screen is no replacement for face-to-face medicine with a family physician. That's according to Dr. Robert Waugh. Waugh is president of the American Medical Association. He supports the use of telemedicine as a way to improve access.
But I'm also trying to be balanced and say there are some concerns that we have to make sure we're addressing when we use this technology and any technology, is to make sure that we don't compromise the quality of care we deliver, or the safety of the care that we deliver.
For parents like Tanisha Perry, a kiosk offering virtual health care can be a welcome addition to the neighborhood. Trips to the doctor's office on public transportation, she says, can be taxing with children in tow.
I wish they had one for the adult, but I'm hoping and praying that they'll get one for the adults.
Perry's only complaint is that the health care kiosk in her neighborhood is just for kids. And University Hospitals just might consider that. For now, though, the health system plans to open a second kiosk several miles away. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble in Cleveland.